Blog Talk Radio.
Secret password is chicken. Today's early bird secret password is chicken. Don't share it now.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for super chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, May 27th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, thank you very much. I also want to invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. It's about the funnest thing since I don't know what. Let me tell you, lots of friends have been made in the chat room. Lots of fun is had in the chat room. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, preparedness, urban farming, urban gardening, whew, and anything else that just might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, become a fan on Facebook, 11,000 plus strong. Just go to facebook.com/The Chicken Whisperer. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Fun Friday, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And boy, it's going to be a fun Friday. But you know what, folks? It cannot be a fun Friday. In fact, it would be a sad, pitiful, lonely little Friday if I didn't take time right now to welcome my wonderful poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. It is. It's frivolous. Freaky, fractural, foul-filled fun Friday, my favorite day. You know, doesn't it just seem that people are in a better mood on Friday than they are almost any other day of the week? Have you noticed that, Whisper?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, that's when I do my most important calls, is on Friday. I figure they're in a better mood. And it usually works. You get them in a little bit of a jolly mood, and you can ask for more than you could on a Monday.
Exactly.
Oh,
the question is, right now, Pat, the question is, it's Friday. Did you have your bagel? But most importantly, your half a cup of coffee.
I had the bagel, but not the coffee. I've got to. I know my limits, Whisper. I can only have half a cup a week. Otherwise, you know, I'm just not responsible. So I did have a bagel, though. A pumpernickel bagel. Oh, it was so good. You see, I don't even keep bread around the house. I'm going on sort of a low carb version of life, but I do love them. But those bagels, they're fresh from the. I mean, I just savor every bit of it. It's just an ecstatic experience for me. But you know, it doesn't take much to make me happy. So I enjoy every little crumb of it. Which reminds me, just this morning, Whisper, why did the cookie go to the doctor? Do you know why? It's Friday, remember, Fun Friday. Why did the cookie go to the doctor?
Let me see. I don't know. We had a chip missing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, because he was feeling crummy. Groan. Oh, I thought it was cute.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my
goodness.
I
know.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. Well, You got to admit. I mean, that's why most people go to the doctor, because they're feeling crummy. But anyway. I just heard that this morning, and it just tickled my fancy. So I thought I'd share the love and the joy with our poultry pioneers here. Oh, dear.
All righty. I got to tell everybody that we need to, even though it is Fun Friday and things get sometimes a little on the edge, we have to watch our P's and Q's today. We have to be on our best behavior because we have a lot of schools listening across the country. Oh. Because today we are announcing the big winner of our Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest. That is today, and we'll be announcing the winner here very, very shortly, like just maybe in 2 minutes, and we're going to try to give them a call, call them out on our switchboard, which is a new feature, so we haven't perfected it yet, but we're going to try that, and we need to get on with that so we can give away tons and tons of prizes. So, Pat, I hope you brought some chicken trivia with you today.
More jokes. Whisper, if you want to.
We'll let everybody in the chat room decide if they want Pat's joke. So.
Well, they're not my jokes. They're the internet's worst trivial jokes. Is what they are. I can't claim to have originated them. I couldn't think that simple. I think in a way that low. Anyway.
No.
But I thought the
problem.
Cookie one was cute. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Oh,
well, Pat, you know what? You're not the only one that gets the drum roll. We have to go ahead and announce our winner for the Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest. In fact, I'm going to go over here to the switchboard, and I'm going to try to call out. Hopefully it'll work, and hopefully they'll answer. And hopefully they haven't break already for the summer. But let me get over here and give me just a second while we figure out how to work this.
Oh, this is exciting.
It is.
I mean, it could change the whole community. Do you realize how this one little event, or just giving, you know, it's like you give a person a chicken and they have a chicken dinner, but you give them a coop and they can have omelets and eggs and gardens forever. So this is
absolutely
this is a wonderful thing. Yeah.
And make sure I typed in the number right. We don't want to tell somebody else they won and they really didn't. That wouldn't that stink? Okay.
Or you'd have to honor though. That'd be tough. You'd have to give away two coops then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Pat, we've talked about this particular town on the radio show before, and so when we in just a moment call them and announce the town and the school, I think it'll really touch everybody. So hang on just 1 second. Let's see if we can make this work.
Clark Elementary School.
Is busy and cannot take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, that's okay.
Press the pound key to end recording.
Not a problem. Hang on just a second.
Is busy and cannot take your call. Please leave a message after.
There we go. Okay, cool. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll try it again. Just a second.
Clark.
That's not working. Okay, we'll keep trying them. We'll keep trying them.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. You never know. I don't think they released already from the for summer. It sounds like they just may be on the phone. So I'm going to try them one more time here.
The number you have read.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
You still there, Pat?
Yep. Yep, I'm here. That wasn't me. I don't have a whistle yet. I was looking for a whistle for a sound effect, but that wasn't me.
There we go. Okay. Let's try it again.
Park Elementary.
Ay. Okay. We will keep trying. And so we can go ahead and continue with the chickens in the news. I'll try them off the air as well to see if we can't get in touch with them. So to award their awesome prize package. So not a problem. You have any chickens in the news for us today?
I still don't. It's been such a slow time. I think people are talking about graduation and getting chickens legal in various cities, which is pretty pretty good. There was one thing that came across Whisper that I thought was really nice. This is from, let me just find it here, from Wisconsin. And they had asked to, this is sort of how to get your chickens legal in your city kind of procedure or process that's starting to work out. And this came out in the review from, which one in Wisconsin? But they've been trying to get the chickens legal. And what they did is they put in the request now to city council, and they sent me a copy of their newspaper. It's from Plymouth,
Hang on, Pat.
Wisconsin.
Hang on, Pat. I think it's working now.
All right.
Maybe.
Clark School, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Andy Schneider, also known as the Chicken Whisperer, and my co-host, Pat Foreman. We're with the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, based out of Atlanta, but it is a nationwide radio show. And so we are live on the radio right now. And I was calling to announce and let y'all know that we've been having a Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest here over the last couple of months on the radio show. And y'all are the big winners. We had schools that were nominated from all across the country. Yes, absolutely. And so we wanted to give you a call again live on the radio and let y'all know that y'all were the lucky winners.
Oh my God. That's
of this awesome prize. Now let me kind of go through. Well, first off, let's tell folks about the school. This is Clark J. E. Preparatory Academy. And they are located in Detroit, Michigan.
Yes,
so,
nice.
Yes,
we are a Detroit public school,
mm-hmm.
and we are a K through 8 building,
mm-hmm.
with about 687 students. Our school is located in the city, but we are in an area where children would not know about coops, chicks, or anything like that. I do because I'm from the South.
Ah,
all right.
Great.
In Georgia.
You're down
from Georgia.
I'm from Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay.
I have a little farmhouse that's probably only about within an hour's drive of Macon, further south. So how about that? Small world.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That is awesome. So, y'all, again, a Detroit public school there in the city of Detroit. How cool is that? And a little bird told me through this email that y'all just kind of renovated a teacher's lounge to teach the kids about nutritious food and how to prepare nutritious food. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we won a $100,000 grant from Lowe's and Next Detroit, and they wanted to know what we wanted to do with the money. And a team of us have been talking about possibly teaching our children life skills, how to survive on just having what you would have in your home on an everyday basis. So we started out with the Cooking Without Heat program, and we did that a couple of years where we taught children how to make after-school snacks and small meals without turning on the stove. And so when they came to us about the grant, we sat down and we said we wanted a home economics classroom, something that, you know, it's not as, you know, every school don't have them anymore like it used to be. When I was a kid, everybody had home ec when they got into high school. So now we are teaching our children. We have a wonderful home economics classroom that is state-of-the-art with all the stainless steel, everything in the kitchen, and we have the sewing machines, and the children are learning simple sewing, how to do the simple stitches and patterns and that type of thing, so that when they leave Clark, they learn a skill that no one can take away from them. It's wonderful.
Nice.
Excited.
That just gave me goosebumps. That is such a wonderful thing.
Yes, we are
so would you
excited.
Teach them how to balance their checking account, too?
Yes, we can teach them how to balance, how to cook, how to shop, and how to prepare healthy meals, because most of our children,
I think my
everywhere,
sound.
We eat at fast food restaurants.
Whisper, can you hear?
I can, yep.
We're eating
okay.
at fast food restaurants. Our children are overweight. And so we also have a program where we are making children walk. You know, you got to walk so many miles, walking around the school perimeter of the building, just to get exercise, because, you know, we do have gym here, but not every student in this school takes gym
That's awesome. That is fabulous. That is fabulous. Let me go over, and I'll go down the list of prizes that we have.
Call back in, Whisper, if you can hear me, because I can't really hear anything.
Okay, call back in. No problem. Okay. And so I'm going to go down the list of prizes from our sponsors of what y'all will start to receive. And I know it's the end of the year, so y'all really have all summer to kind of to work on this program, how you're going to implement in your daily studies, whether it be math and science and agriculture and reading and really the whole nine yards. And so first things first, to implement the program, you're going to need some hatching eggs, some fertilized hatching eggs. And when you're ready to start the program, all you have to do is contact us, and you'll get a dozen fertilized hatching eggs from mypetchicken.com. That'll be the first thing on the docket. And then once you get the eggs, you'll need to hatch them. So you'll be getting a beautiful incubator that you'll be able to use year after year after year, but you'll get a beautiful incubator from our friends at Brency.com, a wonderful incubator donated for this program. And then you're going to get, once the baby chicks hatch, they can't just go right out into the coop. They'll need a small little home called a brooder. And so you're going to get a brooder kit from our good friends at critter-cages.com. And it's a wonderful brooder kit. It has a waterer and a feeder and a heat lamp and a corral and everything you'll need to keep your baby chicks safe and happy and warm and toasty. And then actually when they're about ready to go outside and fully feathered in about 6 weeks, then you're going to have this beautiful, beautiful coop. It's a gorgeous coop from Ware Manufacturing, and they have products all over the United States in major pet retailers and in local farm stores. Ware Manufacturing has donated the coop, the beautiful chicken coop, for this program. And then, of course, you're going to get several resources for education to make sure you do everything correctly. So we'll have a book from myself, The Chicken Whisperer's Guides to Raising Chickens. You'll have my co-host Pat Foreman's book called City Chicks. Being a city-based school, it'll come in handy. And, of course, a book called How to Raise Chickens from another good friend and regular guest on this show, author Christine Heinrich. She is with the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. And that rounds out the awesome prize package that you'll get from all of us. So it's a great prize package. We're so glad that we had so many awesome schools that were nominated, from people in the community and parents and teachers and whatnot. And we like what we saw and heard in the email about your school and the fact that that you were in Detroit. In Detroit, we know it because, you know, Nationwide News is having such hard economic times right now. We just thought, what a great way to not just educate the kids, but also the teachers and the community on the great, as you know from Macon, the great benefits of just having 6 or 7 backyard chickens can provide the perfect food, that perfect healthy food of the egg to families. So we really hope that y'all will enjoy this prize. And
this is wonderful, and I'm so thankful to Chicken Whispers
for
us to have an opportunity to be able to do this, because there's going to be a lot of lessons learned by just bringing this program in. Our children are so removed from how chickens, a chicken that you eat, would start off from a chick. And, you know, this is going to be awesome. It's going
to
be
life cycle.
Not just for the students, but just, as you said, for the staff, for the parents, and I'm so excited about it. We have an extended program this year. Our summer program goes school starts, and then our summer program starts, and it goes all the way through July. So my science teacher is excellent. I have an excellent science teacher, and I'm sure she had something to do with this. I mean,
so
she's
wonderful.
Always on, you know, we had someone to bring to do a cabbage project last year. And children, you know, don't really understand cabbage and that it's how it's grown. And, you know, they were able to plant the seed. To watch the cabbage grow, it was wonderful. So I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. Yep. My wife's school does the cabbage program as well, and it's wonderful. And that's just great. That's just wonderful. So Clark J.E. Preparatory Academy in Detroit, a Detroit public school, congratulations. And I will contact you probably sometime next week to get, you know, all the official shipping address so I can get that to all these great sponsors, and then they'll just slowly start shipping some things into the school, and then when y'all are ready to implement the program, I'll give you all my contact information. We'll get you those hatching eggs out there, and y'all can start this program, and we would love for you to take pictures along the way so then you could share those with us, and we could show the world, you know, how this program is really affecting people around the country. So thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How about that, Pat?
Oh, Whisper, you could not have picked a better area. My heart just goes out to Detroit. You know, their unemployment rate is so high, and the housing market there has really crashed. I mean, they're really a deserving area, and I have a fond spot in my heart for Detroit anyway. So good job. Really good job.
It's been tough. I can't take all the credit because we have a little panel that chooses. You know, we'll narrow it down, and then we'll get the finalists to make it a little bit easier. And then we go through and see what the school's already doing. Of course, they got the grant, and they turned it into an educational facility to teach. And I thought that was a great thing. You know, here you have kids. You don't want them fooling with the stove when they get home from school. A lot of them, both parents are working, or maybe it's a single-parent family. They're out having to work. The kids come home. They're hungry. But you don't want to mess them with the stove. You heard her talk about implementing that no heat cooking snack program. That's really cool.
Cooking without heat. What a great idea. And then now they can add hard-boiled eggs. I mean, one of the most nutritional things you can have for a snack. You know, kids can make little unit of use. They're made ahead of time. I mean, I even travel with them. Just when I get hypoglycemic, I'll just peel an egg and eat it. And I'm happy. Instead of having something like, you know, potato chips or cookies or something like that, it's just much better to in every way for the health of whoever eats it.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, this
wonderful
is great.
Snack. Perfect food. Well, lots of good protein to energize those brains, and they'll help them learn. Yeah, and maybe have a boiled egg in the morning on the way to school to energize their brains so they can learn. Absolutely.
Boy, wouldn't it be something if say in the next 5 years, Whisper, that there is a coop in 80% of the public schools? Wouldn't that be something to strive for? Coops for Schools programs. I can see it. To have a goal, have an indicator where 80% of, say, public schools have at least one coop within their school system.
That'd
be a lot of coops, and it'd be a lot of change of attitudes and beliefs, and it'd be a lot of good, wholesome nutrition and learning going in. The life skills area.
It would be awesome. I'm so glad we can do this, and of course we wouldn't be able to do it without our sponsors that donated all these awesome prizes, and so we thank them for donating these prizes, so then we can have this Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest, first one in the world, the only one in the world, and because we want to spread the chicken love and educate the kids, and not just the kids, but the teachers and the parents, and of course ultimately the community, so we thank our sponsors for that, and we'll start another Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest this fall, sometime probably in September, and we'll run it for a couple of months, and then we'll have a winter contest and then a spring. We hope to have three of these every year, thanks to our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. And so we can make some progress here, folks. We surely can. And with one school at a time is what we're trying to do. But we're so fortunate because we have the sponsors. We've given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet, more chicken prizes than anybody on the planet. And speaking of chicken prizes, we have some prizes to give away today. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to kind of get things ready here in the office, shift some gears, pull up some chicken trivia, write down the chicken trivia prizes we have to give away because I've been working all morning with getting this done with the Chicken Coops for Classrooms program, amongst other things. And then when we come back after the break, we'll start giving away some prizes to our listeners and chat room folks. And let's see. Morning, ladies. I told him to go over and see. Oh, just looking at some of the comments in the chat room. And very cool. A little light in the chat room today. Normally, Fun Fridays are just busting the doors down to get in. Maybe, folks, you know, it is a holiday weekend, and Monday is a holiday. In fact, based on that, let me kind of just read what I put on our Facebook page this morning because I think it is pertinent. I put down, a good morning, family, friends, followers, and fans. First, the winning school for our Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest has been chosen. Second, we have a boatload of prizes to give away today on the radio show. Third, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday weekend with family and friends. It's not about a day off from work or hot dogs on the grill. It's about honoring our wonderful servicemen and women, past and present, that keep us safe and preserve our freedom, period. So when you're having, when you're at the pool, you know, splashing around, having fun, think about why you can do that without dodging shrapnel. You know, when you're cooking out on the grill and you're having hot dogs and hamburgers with your family and friends, think about why you're not having to dodge sniper fire, okay? Because they're trying to celebrate over there, maybe doing both of those things. And so think about it. It's not just a day off, so you don't have to go to work and battle traffic. It's not just so you can cook some hamburgers on the grill. It's not just so you can sit back in your lazy boy and watch TV. It's we're doing this to recognize the women and men and the servicemen, past and present, that truly keep us safe and truly preserve our freedom, so we can do that. So you know, have fun. I'm not saying don't have fun. That's what the day is all about. They want you to have fun. But while you're having fun, think about why you can actually have fun. So we appreciate that, and we'll be back right after this short break to give away some awesome prizes from our sponsors. Stay with us, folks. Fun Friday.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We've got some great prizes to give away. There's some fun going on in the chat room. And Pat, you with us? You still there, Pat?
Yes, indeedy, I am here. Yeah, the chat room's really, they're talking about their family get-togethers. And some chat room chickeneers have family members of over 300 if you got all the family together. That's just astonishing.
Somebody, that's 300 members in their family. Somebody needs to tell them what causes that.
Prolific, aren't they? Well, gosh. If you had a family reunion, how many would you have at your family there, Whisper? Do you have a large extended family?
Let's see.
Just a rough estimate.
Not a whole lot, no. My mom would occasionally do family reunions, and we would maybe have 50 to 100, but that's, you know, at a family reunion, not just a family get-together for a barbecue. So I'm not really sure how many would show up. If they heard that I was going to be there, it probably would be a smaller reunion since I'm kind of the black sheep of the family and kind of the crazy uncle. But if they thought that I was on the road and wasn't going to be there, it'd probably be bigger.
I don't know. You're the one most interesting, I would guess. So they would come just to sort of, you know, be amused and check you out. At least.
Yeah, but
a lot
of times.
My family, like,
a lot of times,
like you,
I'm
just the black sheep. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a lot of times though, I'm the most honest and tell people how I feel and tell people what I think, and so sometimes that creates a little friction. So, if I saw, you know, one of my family members wearing something a little questionable, I would be like, so are we working at the club tonight? You know, I mean, hey,
yeah,
and then of course
there,
it creates a little
styles.
Problem. So yeah, you know, so they it's yeah. So, it's just one of those things. So, oh, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You can afford a 12 pack of beer and a BMW, but you can't afford to send me a Christmas gift after I sent you one? I know it's not about gifts, I know, but at least tell me you just don't want to send me one instead of making up a lie that you can't afford to send me one while you're driving a Beamer and buying a 12-pack. So, you know, it's just little
yeah.
Little
there are
like
priorities
that.
In life. You know, so.
Yes, that's true. So, but anyway, hey, I got to tell you about what I did yesterday. My feet are still hurting, and bless Jen's heart, I know her feet were hurting too. She got home from school yesterday. Her SUV was loaded. The janitor at her school helped load the car up. It was packed. I unloaded it in the garage, and then boy, we just took off like gangbusters. And let's see, we went to Babies R Us, then we went to Target, and then we went to Bye Bye Baby, and then we had lunch at Panera Bread, and then we went to Motherhood, and then we went to Kohl's, and then we came back home, and then we had to do every, you know. So, man, let me tell you what, I was about babied out yesterday. We know, fortunately, out of three showers, of course, we got so much stuff, thanks to all our friends and family, but we didn't have much, hardly at all, duplicate to take back, which was good. We did have three or four things we got duplicate that we needed to take back, but she just had this whole list of things that, you know, we didn't get that we now needed to get. And so we'd leave a store, I'd pack the SUV, she'd open up her spiral notebook and start scratching. Got it. Flip the page. Got it. Oh, nope, we needed that at Target. Got it. And it just went on and on and on and on. It was quite quite amazing. And then, of course, she cracks up at me because she'll say, "Oh, okay, we want to get we're planning on using cloth diapers when we're at home, and then, of course, the disposable ones when we're on the road." And we will be on the road. We've got the book tour hopefully coming up. I've already booked some events in August with ManorPro. So disposable ones, obviously, when we're on the road. And so she picks off this big old box of Huggies all-natural organic cotton disposable diapers or something like that. And I look on the side, and it says something like 84, you know, and which, of course, y'all know is 84 diapers in the box. And I said, "Oh, man, we just need a couple of these. If this thing lasts 84 days, you know, this isn't going to be too bad." 84 days of diapers for $17.99? Hey, that's pretty awesome. And Jen just looks at me and shakes her head back and forth. You know, yeah, this box of 84, yeah, you'll see how long it lasts. I'm thinking 84 days, all right. And look, the diaper's rated to hold 5 pounds. 5 pounds of crap. How about that? No, Chicken Whisperer. That's the baby size. 5 pound baby. Not that it holds 5 pounds of poo poo.
Oh
my goodness.
God.
So it's
you are in for a life changing experience. Here it comes.
And then you go and look at all this stuff, Pat. It's amazing. We're looking around and I'm thinking, I didn't have one of those, and I turned out, I think, pretty good. And, you know, I didn't have one of those either, and I turned out pretty good, and I didn't have one of these. And I mean, some of the stuff that there's first off, we saw, and I posted a picture of it a while back, a stroller for $1,000, Pat.
You're kidding.
A stroller for $1,000.
Is it motorized?
No, it is not. It has no DVD on it. It has no radio in it, and it doesn't even have four-wheel drive. So
how about a hydrostatic drive?
No, jeez. $1,000. And I'm telling, to be honest, folks, the one that I scanned that we actually got for our shower was $19. $19. I think it's called an umbrella stroller. And when I opened it up, the parents were like, "Oh, I love those. They're just so light. You just whoop, fold it and put it, throw it in the car and go. And then you just, you know, voila, it pops open so quick. And there you go. Doesn't have off-road mud grip tires. It doesn't have 19 cup holders. It doesn't have, you know, it's just wham, bam. And $19. And so, and not $1,000 is absolutely crazy. We did get, and I don't know, they have all these, a travel system. I think it's called a travel system. And it does include a stroller, and it's a little more beefy. A travel system. It comes with a stroller, okay? And then it comes with a car seat that has some type of mount, I think, that you mount in your car all the time. And then you can flip a button, and the car seat comes out, and it is now a carrier, which then now the carrier mounts to the stroller, so you can – it's all this interchangeable travel system. So I'm just blowing my mind. They have the stuff that – oh, my goodness gracious. I just can't get into
wow.
it. But I'm looking at all this stuff going, oh, my gosh, why in the world – you know, oh my goodness. So it's pretty crazy. All the stuff that they have that they're marketing to. I'm trying to go. Oh, the gliders that they have. And this was funny too. I've taken pictures of those before and put it on my personal page. But they have a whole area of gliders / rockers at these places. And I took a picture yesterday of the whole assortment of gliders. And I put under the caption, "Wow, we finally made it to the daddy area. Look at all these sports chairs." This area is so daddies can sit in there and watch sports all afternoon. And, of course, little did I know, it's for rocking the mamas and the babies. But for a minute, I thought it was the man's area because there are a bunch of chairs there. Ready for this? Gliders, they didn't have a glider less than $500, and they went up to $1,200. This is absolutely insane.
Crazy.
I said, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was absolutely crazy. Needless to say, we don't have a rocker. Don't plan on. I've got my rocking chair that my mama rocked me in when I was a baby, and that's good enough for me and my mama, good enough for Caleb and Jen. So that's just amazingness. So, yeah, it was pretty darn crazy. These words that I'd never dream would come out of my mouth. Diaper genie? What the heck is a diaper genie? Oh,
my goodness. It makes the poo disappear instantly.
Yeah, wouldn't that?
You
I'd
just
buy
rub
not.
It and it's gone.
Holy Toledo.
So what is a diaper genie?
Apparently, it's this thing that you buy, which, of course, then you have to buy refills of the bags, little trash bag refills, specially designed for the diaper genie. And then apparently you put the dirty diaper, disposable dirty diaper in it, and like press a button, and it automatically disposes of it in the diaper genie, and it seals it in there so the whole room or your whole house doesn't smell like baby diapers. So it's some type of special
Sweet PDZ. I'm sure. Just put that in the little diaper.
I've got to do that. Yeah, of course. And there's little attachments you can buy of the Arm & Hammer stuff to help neutralize the odor as well. You got to buy that as well. But, yeah, sweet PDZ, that's an awesome idea.
Just line the diaper with it. Just a little dust in there. It's innocuous.
Then
you can compost it.
So, we had pretty much fun. It was fun, but it was... it was tiring just trying to go down the checklist of things we need, because we're heading down to the farm tomorrow after. Oh, this is the other great news. Another reason why I'm in a great mood today, Pat, is I honestly haven't been to a gun show in probably 2 years, maybe even longer.
Longer.
No, the world has come to an end. But we decided that it was time to go. So Jen and myself and a good neighbor friend, we're heading out to Kanye's here in the morning to attend a gun show and see what all has changed at gun shows in the last 2 or 3 years. So a little excited.
Wow, the technology, I guess, is just by leaps and bounds. Every month something new comes up.
Pretty neat. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. And then we're heading down to the farm for all week, actually. We're going to be down there. But we will be broadcasting next week, folks. I already went through the whole list of our guests that we're going to have on next week. Christine Heinrich. We've got the gardening show, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. We've got Bridget McCray, Another Fun Friday. So we've got a great lineup for next week as well. So very, very cool. All righty, let's give away some prizes here. While we're doing that, I'm going to try to do two things at once. First, if Love for Poultry, I know you're out there somewhere, if you can send me over via instant message or via email, whichever one, the information you got on the shipping for the Chicken Whisper collector cards, I really want to try to get those out today. Maybe even before the end of the radio show, where we can announce the big release of this. We got another half a page ad going in the Poultry Press. We're also going to be advertising in the Exhibition Poultry online magazine as well, and of course everywhere else. But I want to try to launch that maybe today during the radio show before we exit. And so if you can send me what you found as far as price lists or shipping costs, because we don't want to make any money off shipping. We don't think that's fair. Shipping is horrible as it is, no matter what you want to ship. And we don't want to not sell cards because shipping cost is so exorbitant. So we're trying to work and really concentrate. That's really been the delay. As you know, we've had the cards now for a couple of weeks. They're ready to go. But we're trying to do what we can to make shipping affordable based on what kind of shipping device, whether we want to use a box or a padded envelope, and then how many can we fit in each envelope and reflect the price of the shipping based on that. We don't want to make a dime on shipping, but yet we don't want to lose money on shipping either. We want it to be the exact cost or as darn close to it as we can to make it fair for our customers. So that's the only thing we're waiting on. We may try to end that up. And, of course, with PayPal right now, the issue there is that you can either do it by dollar amount based on shipping or per item amount. And so that makes it a little tricky, too, because people may want to buy 4 decks, which will be a little bit more to ship, but may not be too much more to ship 6 than 4. So we're trying to work all of that out to make it a little bit better for that. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and start some chicken trivia. And I'm going to go ahead and start the first prize. Which I can tell you right now with the folks in the chat room, only a slight few live listeners out there who can or can't participate in the chat room and those in the chat room. But we're going to have you have the first question, Pat, and it can be a joke. That's perfectly fine. I have the first question. You can have the second question. But I'll have to go ahead and pick the winning caller, Pat.
Okay. Here we go.
What winning caller,
I got
Pat?
My men versus women column here. I'm keeping track.
Yeah, keep track of that.
What number
caller today, Pat?
Let's go with today's the 27th. Let's go with 27.
27, caller number 27, very good.
It's a high one, but
yeah, that's fine.
We got a lot of listeners.
Which board can handle it, so no problem there. And let's see what we got with. Okay, and I think they're talking about concealed carry permits on the thing in there. I posted a video actually on my personal page about carrying concealed weapons for women, how they can carry their babies and their weapons at the same time safely. It's pretty interesting. So the first question is, we'll take caller number 27, at 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. And here's the first question. What is today's secret password? At the very beginning of the show, I issued an early bird secret password, and I want to know what that secret password was. That's what I want to know. What is today's early bird secret password? You're going to win an awesome brooder kit from our good friends over at critter-cages.com. Critter-cages.com. Okay. If you know today's early bird secret password, it's about a $50 value. I think it normally retails at their site for $50. They're running it on sale right now for, I think, $42 or $43. It includes the corral, the brooder lamp with a bulb and a dimmer, a waterer, a feeder. It's an awesome package, about $45, $50 retail value. It's on sale now, but it will be yours for free if you're caller number 27 and actually know what today's secret password is. That's what we want to know. And if you were late today, well, sucks for you.
I heard it. I know what it is.
Take a minute and thank all the schools that entered the contest, all the people who nominated a school. Thank you so much. It's so hard to make these decisions, but we didn't have every state that was covered with the school. We had several in California. We had, I think, three schools in Michigan, actually, that were nominated. So we had, I don't remember even now how many nominations, but we had a lot of nominations from friends, teachers, family members, students for these schools. We will have another one of these Chicken Coops for Classroom contests in the fall. But I just want to say thank you to all the schools that may be listening today. If you didn't win, I apologize, but I want to thank you for entering, and there'll be another, hopefully three times a year, we'll have this contest. Thanks for looking at the chat room. Tater Farms like, wow, CW, sucks for me. Well, next time.
There is a shift on Friday. It's a different show on Friday than any other days, isn't it?
That is true. Very much
so. People just laid back.
That is definitely true. So say, hey, if you took the incentive to become and sign up to become one of our friends on a fan of the show on our blog talk, then you get that reminder about an hour before the show. And then normally anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes, you get a reminder on Facebook that the show is about to start, and on Twitter. And when we start the show, if you ain't here, you might miss out. So, hey, everybody's going to have plenty of opportunities to win, but Tater Farm's cracking me up in the chat room. But early bird gets the worm. Early bird gets the worm here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Want to say hello to Sarah. She's popped herself there in the chat room as well. She happens to be my animal caregiver. I guess that's the politically correct to say that. Sarah. There's two Sarahs. Sarah Polk, she's in the chat room there. She takes care of, she is our animal caregiver and does a great job. We've been using her for years. And by the way, Sarah, I do not need any care this weekend. I sent her an email saying, hey, I might need some this coming up week, this weekend. And it's a busy weekend for her, obviously, with the holiday weekend. And so she said, get your request in soon. But, now you know. Not going to need, I've worked it out. Family is going to be here. So we've worked that out for the goats. So no problem there. All right, let's go to the switchboards. So funny.
I'm laughing at the chat room. That does bring a dimension that you just don't get these live comments.
You laughing at FMA Farms?
Yeah.
That's funny. Maybe we can give away a City Chicks book today. Who knows? Everybody's asking about it. So. All righty. Hang on just a second. Let's go to the chat room here. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. You're calling in from area code 561. 561. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
And what state are you calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All righty. Do you happen to know today's early bird password?
No. I wasn't in early.
Now, don't be chicken about it. You know, just don't get flustered or anything.
That's
bold.
Okay. No problem. You know what that means? We go to the next caller.
Okay.
Caller, which would be caller number 28.
Thanks, Amanda.
Caller 28. Caller 28, you're calling in from area code 707. 707, you're on the air. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Sarah Luters from California. Woo!
Hey, we went from one side of the coast to the other. We went from Florida to California in about 30 seconds. How about that? Chickens can fly fast. So very good out there in California. Do you happen to know today's early bird secret password?
I do. I turn on the computer like 5 seconds before you said it. It's chicken. Woo!
It's all chicken. Right. Imagine that. Holy cow. What a creative secret password today. So congratulations. You have won an awesome brooder kit from critter-cages.com. It's that simple to win here. Everybody is a winner. Well, we do have some people that don't win, but that's okay. You can keep trying because you will have your chance to win. And so here's the drill. Out there in California, you need to send me an email. Listen carefully, folks, because if I don't get all the information I need, you ain't getting your prize. Okay.
That's
send
simple.
Me an email to, I've got to be blunt, send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And even though you're a friend on Facebook, we would hope, just don't send it a Facebook message. It's just so much easier for me to forward these to the sponsors. So send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. In the title or the subject line of the email, put your prize. So the young lady in California put brooder kit. So you can put brooder kit. And then in the email itself, we'll need your name, your shipping address, and your telephone number. Okay. If we have shipping problems and you didn't include your telephone number, well, then guess what? You're not getting your prize. We can't get in touch with you. So I'm not going to go search through old emails to find you. So subject line, the prize you won, brooder kit, for example, and then name, shipping address, and your phone number. I don't keep any of that stuff. So if you won yesterday and the day before both, I still need the information again because I don't keep any of that stuff. So there you have it, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And Love for Poultry normally is really good about posting that in the chat room as well. All righty, cool. Sounds like a plan, Pat. I've got that. In fact, we can go ahead and give that away next if you want to. Since you're going to be asking the question, I'll pick the caller. We're going to do lucky caller number 13. Lucky caller number 13. And you ready for the prize, chat room chickeneers and everybody else out there in radio land? We are giving away probably one of the best prizes we've ever given away on this radio show, a signed copy. How about that, folks? A signed copy, autographed copy, maybe even personalized, of the just out third edition of Chicken Tractor by the one and only Pat Foreman. All righty, so a signed autographed copy of the third Homestead edition of Chicken Tractor, Pat's book. So how cool is that? A signed copy just for you. And if you know, and if you're caller number 13 and you know the answer of the following question, joke, trivia, whatever we've got in store from Pat Foreman, author herself.
Never know, do you?
Never know.
Right. Well, the question for the third edition, the Homestead edition, I'll tell you why it's Homestead edition in a minute, but the question is, what is the definition of carbon neutral? What does it mean when you talk about something is carbon neutral? And this is Googleable, so you can look it up on the internet. What's carbon neutral
name? It's Googleable.
Yeah, it's a verb now. You know, Google is a verb.
Yeah.
I guess that would be an adverb to be Googleable. So
Googleable. That sounds good. Googleable. That makes sense to me.
Good. good. Oh, dear. Yeah. So what's new and expanded about the new edition of Chicken Track, because its third edition has three chickens in hooked up to a plow on the cover. But what's expanded about is there's a very, very detailed chapter on homestead processing of chickens. It takes it step by step. There's over 50 photographs of how to do it right, how to do it humanely, and really quality meat product instead of just the kind of hacking away. So, including how to cut up a chicken. So, that's been quite a big addition. We had it in there before, but it didn't go into nearly the detail that this one goes into. So, there you go. So, the question is, what is the definition of carbon neutral? It's something that zero waste communities and we all ought to be possibly striving for. Call in. It's 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Okay, Whisper, you're a bad egg. Why are you putting that on the chat room there, Whisper? You're not a bad egg.
Somebody said something that they're sad, and they said, oh, be glad, you're a good egg. And I said, I'm a bad egg. And, of course, FMA Farm said that she said, pick me, I'm smiling sweetly at the CW. See, that's my weakness. Okay, I'm just simply rotten. They said I'm not a bad egg. I'm just simply rotten. How about that? So.
Oh well, you know what Mae West Chicken would say to that? Mae West Chicken, she'd say,
no.
Yes. And when I'm a bad egg, I'm really a terrific egg. And when I'm bad, I'm terrific. Remember the old Mae West movies? Oh God, she was so funny and outrageous, but. That's before probably anybody's time here. Anyway.
Okay.
So you're a terrific egg, even though you might be rotten or bad. It's all a matter of perspective. Yeah. So what is the definition of carbon neutral? Carbon neutral. I think chickens in your family flock backyard can help you be carbon neutral. What's the definition of carbon neutral? Are you carbon neutral, Whisper?
Sure, why not?
You don't have an opinion on it at all, so you're just neutral, right?
I guess, am I carbon neutral? Well, it depends on if I had pinto beans and cornbread for lunch or not. I guess that would make
it. Some foods are more carbon neutral than others, aren't they?
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Yeah. You have to be careful in yoga class, you know, what you eat before. It can be interesting. Anyway.
Somebody asked what my weakness was, and so while we're waiting for the callers to this is such an awesome prize, we'll have a little fun here while they're on hold, because one of the people on hold is the winner. But what's my weakness?
What's your weakness?
Wow! How about that, Pat?
I don't know about that. That was so. Now, what is your weakness? Oh dear, that was something. That was something else. I'll say that about that.
Yeah. Some folks. Yep. There you go,
folks.
Oh
dear.
Yep.
It is Friday. Okay.
It is Friday. Yep. That just happened to be Hank Williams Jr. live in concert singing I Really Like Girls. So there you go.
Ah.
Woo! And of course, some people knew exactly what was playing. So, very good. All right, that's my weakness. Rhode Island Ruby. Rhode Island Ruby. Okay, here we go. Let's go to the caller number 13. Let me get down here. Caller number 13, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. Let me turn my volume down here a little bit. I was jamming to Hank. Calling in from area code 270. 270, you're on the air.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I can. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. What state?
Great. My name is Suzanne, also known as Critter Lover, calling from Paducah, Kentucky.
From Kentucky. All righty. Paducah, Kentucky. Okay, now, Pat, repeat the question, and we'll have her answer for your. This is for your signed autograph book.
Yes, of a chicken tractor. What does it mean to be carbon neutral? What's the definition of carbon neutral?
Carbon neutral fuels are those that don't add to or reduce the levels of carbon in the atmosphere. And carbon neutrality actually means like you're working to achieve zero net carbon emissions by balancing, you know, lower carbon emission processes or reducing the amount of carbon fuels you consume.
That's exactly right. Well done. Excellent, excellent. You got it. You got a signed autograph copy of the new chicken tractor. Way to go.
Yay, I'm doing my happy dance.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I want to tell you, in the chat room, FMA Farm said that she smiled sweetly at CW, but apparently Critter Lover winked at him more.
That's that chicken feather I've got sticking in my eye here.
Oh, get it out. Gosh.
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations. Thank you very much. There in Kentucky, you've won a signed autographed copy of Pat's book, third edition of Chicken Tractor. How cool is that? Very cool.
Thank you.
All righty. Let me see. Let me go down the list here. We've got... in fact, hang on. Oh, man. Okay, hang on just a second. Oh, give me a sec. Tap dance for us, Pat.
Tap dance for you.
You know
what?
I don't need to go. It may be out of order, but I know what I'm going to give here, and so it's not a problem. Give me a second, and we're going to give away a $10 gift certificate. Ladies, you're going to love you love this place already, but we are going to be giving away a $10 gift certificate to anything you want at one of your favorite stores, Hobby Hill Farm.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
All righty. Very good. Let me get over here to the switchboard. Get over here to the chat room. All righty, Pat, if you have another question for us, I'll pick the call. We'll use caller number 10, 347-637-3237, a $10, caller number 10 gets a $10 gift certificate to our good friends over at HobbyHillFarm.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, HobbyHillFarm.com. Tons and tons of stuff. Ladies all over it love the place. Awesome gifts. You're sure to find something. And you can put that $10 gift certificate to that. Pat, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, here we go, Whisper. This comes from us to us from the internet's worst and random jokes.
Great.
The question is, there we go. What do ducks watch on cable TV? What do ducks watch on cable TV? I love this one.
Repeat
I just
that
have
again.
Visual. What do ducks, D-U-C-K-X, D-U-C-K-S, what do ducks, quackers, what do they watch when they watch cable TV? What show do they watch? when they watch cable TV. What's the caller number, Whisper?
Call number 10. I think they probably watch my network, CNN, the Chicken News Network, right?
That's good. That's good. I would award you that prize then. But there's another thing that they watch we're looking for. That's cute. Very quick thinking.
For those of you who, of course, you know, we're on theme here. They're talking about, first, if you homeschool, if you're one of the public schools listening today, you might want to turn down the radio here for the next minute or two. It is Fun Friday, and I warned everybody to be on their best behavior.
This is a good joke for schools.
I'm going to be going. It's after 1 o'clock. You know, normally I think what is it? Primetime TV after 10 o'clock. They loosen up some of the things they can and can't do. So here on Fun Friday for today, since we had chicken coops for classrooms, all that's great. But now that it's after 1 o'clock. Then by now it's time for the kids to, you know, go to bed, and it's time for, you know, the more mature shows to come on TV. I guess if you watch TV after 10, so I'm not sure exactly what that has to do with anything. But someone in the chat room, they were talking about hang on just a second. That this radio show happens to be their forbidden pleasure. They're winking at me. They're batting their eyes. They're smiling at me and whatnot. I just got to tell you that if I happen to occasionally walk on that thin line there of good egg and bad egg, then not that he ever would, but if I happen to ever be caught, hang on. Then this is probably what you would hear from my Jin Jin.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at her meat spot. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair, and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was found and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man, about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in hell, and you can tell her I said so. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash man?
Okay, we had to step out there. It's after 1 p.m. We can play that song. we can play that song. That's fair. Some of the ladies in the chat room said they know every word to that song by heart. Can you imagine that,
oh,
Pat?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh.
careful what you think about. You become,
in fact,
what you think, right?
They know every word to that song. I'm actually scrolling back to find out which ladies knew the words to that song. I'm going to ask for their phone number. Okay, let's go to the switchboard. Oh my goodness gracious! I told you it was Fun Friday. We're not responsible for what happens here on Fun Fridays. Listen at your own risk. There is no lifeguard on duty. All righty. Caller number 10. $10 gift certificate to HobbyHillFarm.com. Calling in from area code 620. 620, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, guys. It's Grover.
Grover.
Hey, Grover. Way to go, Grover. You'll know this one. Okay. Grover, tell us what state you're from again, Grover, just so our audience knows.
Kansas.
Kansas.
Western Kansas.
And the first guy to call in, so it's 2-1. So, Grover, what do ducks tend to watch on cable TV?
All right. You have your choice here. It's either documentaries or the feather forecast?
I love it. Yes, either one of those would do. Documentaries, and I like the feather forecast as well. That's a good answer to that. So that's a winner, Grover. Congratulations. The feather forecast.
Congratulations. How about that? Grover, you know what that means? You can use that $10 gift certificate to HobbyHillFarm.com, and you can get something for your better half. How about that? How about that?
Oh, that'll work. That'll work.
Sounds like a plan. We do appreciate you listening, and as always, we hope you have a great holiday weekend from Pat and I here at Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Hey, somebody said that's two hens to one roofer today so far.
There you go. That's right. So we're two to one.
Very, very cool. All righty. Let's see. Let me get over here to the other here. Give me 1 second, and we'll continue. Pat, why don't you pick the next caller?
Okay. Why don't we go with caller number, let's go with 14. Caller number 14.
We can go with 14. Not a problem there. Give me just a second. No. Okay, I've got a good one. Call number 14. Most everybody knows what the little red thing is on top of the chicken's head. We know it to be a comb. We know that to be a comb. Some men actually do a comb over. but totally different subject there. So this is what we want to hear. What is... And then there may be really more than one, but we're really looking for the main purpose of the comb. One of the main purposes of a chicken's comb. And obviously, if you live in a very cold climate, you may want to pick some chickens out with a smaller comb to prevent frostbite. But again, if you live in a very hot environment, a larger comb may be very beneficial. Hint, hint. So that's what we're looking for. Caller number 14. And the prize you are going to win are going to be, I remember last week we started this, and it was just real, real popular. And so, again, in fact, let me go ahead and get over here, and we'll play their commercial, some of their brand new chicken caviar for chickens from our good friends over at My Pet Chicken.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
All righty, how about that, folks? Our good friends over at mypetchicken.com, Derek and Tracy, they've given a lot of coops away here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. But last week we did the chunky chicken cookies, so this week we're going to do the chunky chicken caviar. And it's retail priced at $19.95, and it is a My Pet Chicken exclusive. It says, you will not believe this product. We didn't believe it until we tested it on our own flocks and saw how they just absolutely went for it. The uniqueness about this particular treat is it contains about 5,600 vegetarian-fed insects in the particular treat or cookie or caviar. 5,600 vegetarian-fed insects. So obviously they aren't mosquitoes that are around me here in Georgia, because they seem to just absolutely be attracted to me. Well, of course, that makes sense, because I think most of the mosquitoes that bite and suck blood are the female mosquitoes. So it's, you know, I can understand them being attracted to me and all. But we know that these, if they're bugs, they're not mosquitoes. They didn't come from around me, because it said they were vegetarian fed insects. So chunky chicken caviar from our friends at mypetchicken.com, valued at $19.95. Lots of people know So cool. Very, very cool. And whether you know or not, call in and try it. Repeat the question again. Oh, I've got the question, Pat. What exactly the comb, what's one of its main purposes? That's what we're looking for. We're looking at caller number 14.
It has several purposes, but the main one is the one you're asking.
Yeah, one of the main ones, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we need a man or a boy to actually win this one to tie it up.
That would tie it up.
Go
yep.
men! Yep, okay.
Combs are very interesting. I mean, they come in so many different shapes and sizes, and I mean, they're pretty bizarre, some of them. But they do have a function in social functions as well as a practical function. So what is the main function of a comb? Good question. We haven't had that one before. Not phrased that way.
Oh, yeah, someone was wanting to know if they actually do not answer correctly. Hang on. I don't see it on my list anymore. Remember, we would have a... Oh, yeah, if you don't answer correctly, then this is what you're going to hear.
La, 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 la.
It took me a minute to find it. I'm just kidding. Somebody in the chat room said that they're afraid to call because if they don't get it right, then they hear that sound.
Oh, here's what they might hear, too, Whisper.
Is that a baby?
Remember, I visited a toy store in North Carolina. it's just a little... baby sound maker.
Rhode Island Ruby said something in the chat room. I don't know what it refers to. She went, "No way, CW." And I have no idea what that refers to. I scrolled up, but who knows? Who knows? So, all righty, let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
They were going, "What the heck was that, Pat?"
It's this little round noisemaker. It's got little pigs on it and little cats. And little. So it says...
All righty, caller calling in from area code 609. We hear you humming on the line, so we know you're there. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Louise in South Jersey.
Louise. Up in Jersey.
Yeah, up in Jersey.
Well, hope you guys up there are having a good weekend.
It is hot as heck up here. It's 88 degrees and real humid.
Oh, man. Hate humidity.
Ah.
Up in New Jersey, 88 degrees. Mm-mm-mm.
You walk outside, it's like getting smacked in the face with a wet wool blanket.
Yeah, that's where it was in North Carolina when we lived down there. That's why we moved.
Hey, do me a favor.
So it's really a lot harder than normal.
I've got a friend from up that way, and he occasionally... comes by and we have a chat and we've known him for about 8 years and you know he has one word that he says besides "use guys" and it's what we call down here in the South. You know, you have a chest of drawers, or you go to the kitchen and you pull out a drawer. How do you say drawer up there?
Drawer. Well, so you got to remember too. My grandma was from Kentucky, so.
So you got a combination New Jersey country girl accent, I guess, going on at the same time. So.
And I got family down in Texas too, down in Houston. So.
I love it. Okay, nice. What do you think? What do you think the comb? One of the purposes of the comb is.
To help keep the birds cool.
Yes.
That's why I wet the chickens' combs at the 4-H fair to keep them cool.
Nice. Perfect.
Excellent.
First-hand information there. Excellent. Well, we thank you for calling in. Again, you need to put the My Pet Chicken treats in the subject matter, and then, of course, your name, shipping address, and phone number, and I'll get that over to Derek and Tracy. They'll get that prize out to you before you know it. Before you know it. All righty. Let's see what else we got here. Let's give away some egg carton labels. Everybody loves egg carton labels from eggcartonlabels.net. Eggcartonlabels.net, you'll get one set of egg carton labels from our good friends over at eggcartonlabels.net. Pat, if you have a chicken joke that you want to tell or what have you, to make this kind of quick, because we're running out of time, we want to get these done, eggcartonlabels.net. I will take caller number six real quick. Caller number six, if you know the answer to whatever Pat's going to ask us.
This is an easy one. It'll go quick since we're short on time. What is a stirrup hoe? What is a stirrup hoe? S-T-I-R-R-U-P, hoe. So that's something that all... Look out. No. Not something you wear, Whisper. It's not something you wear.
Well, I wasn't thinking of something you wear. I was thinking of somebody, but that's okay.
No, this is a gardening question. This is a kitchen garden question. Mm-hmm. What is a stirrup hoe? 347-637-3237. They call in if you know what a stirrup hoe is. And I have one. It's a great tool. Great tool for every kitchen garden or small homestead or we had them when we had the community farm up in Vermont. They use stirrup hoes. The interns would go and just go down the rows and just clean it up. So what's a stirrup hoe? Whisper, okay, what do you know? What do you think a stirrup hoe is?
No, I just said I know one. I know one.
Oh, I thought you knew one. You know one.
I don't know the answer. I know one.
It's not a scantily clad female who hangs around stables, FMA. It's not a stirrup hoe. It's not a form of a dress either. Oh, dear. Their tater farm has one. They've got a stirrup hoe.
Yeah, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I had one.
Well, you probably will get one if you're going to be a serious homesteader down there. Yeah, never know you need something you didn't even know you needed, but it'll probably serve you longer than those custom diaper systems.
Yeah, really.
Oh dear.
Folks, if you're not in the chat room, I challenge you to try to make some time to get in the chat room when you listen to the show. I know a lot of people can't. A lot of your workplaces actually block it. But if you can get in the chat room, we just have so much fun, lots of great funs. And
I'm just going to go ahead and tell the one that was on there. There's another duck joke. We're going to get into duck jokes here. But the joke was, what do ducks order at baseball games? What do ducks order at baseball games? And since we only have a few minutes, the answer is Quacker Jacks. I'll take some Quacker Jacks, please. Quacker Jacks. Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one. Thanks, Sarah. That goes to Sarah Pollock for supplying that duck joke.
Very good. Very good. Hey, Rhode Island Ruby said she loves it when I giggle. And then I responded to her in the chat room, well, then tickle me more. Oh, it's fun Friday. It's fun Friday.
Oh, God. Rated R for Rooster. Yes. A little off color here, but, you know, whatever. Oh dear.
Okay, here we go. This will be our last winner of the day.
Okay.
Our last winner of the day.
That means the women win no matter what, if it's a male or female. It's 3-1.
That's okay because I really, 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 really like girls. Okay, here we go. Area code 214. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Dave calling from Texas, representing the Ruse here.
Yes, all right.
Hey, Dave, all right.
And the answer is?
It's a kind of a circular end hoe you use to stir up the ground to get the weeds out.
How do you stir up the ground, Dave? How do you do it?
Stir it up?
Yeah,
it has a
function with the ground. Huh?
With full function, it kind of goes underneath the soil.
Yes, that's the key. It goes underneath the ground and hoes along that way. So that's exactly what it is. The stirrup hoe is a hoe that cuts through the tough weeds just below the soil surface.
Good,
that's why it's so effective.
Hey, We got 45 seconds left, and again, we want to send our congratulations out to our winner of the Classroom Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest, all of our winners we've had today. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend with family and friends. If you won today, send me an email. We won't have a show Monday. Monday's a holiday in honor of all the great servicemen and women out there, but we will return Tuesday, and so that's what we got going on. About 15 seconds, Pat.
Okay, well, again, congratulations to the Clark Preparatory Academy that won the Coop Prize. And, of course, everyone have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Thanks to you all for clucking along. And thanks to Blog Talk Radio for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. And, of course, Whisper, where would we be without your antics? entertainment that you bring here on Fun Fridays. Makes it a unique day. Oh, blessings to all. We love you all so much, all you poultry pioneers. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody. Ha 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 ha